Very important book. Today the topic is going to be anger. Fully one third of the book is about that topic. Thank you so much. Which is very, very important for Inyan Diyoma, which is, of course, all about Shalom Bayit issues, which relates to Shidduchim, relates to everyone who's, whatever stage of life they're in. That'll be the second part of this year. But the first part, we're going to continue in some of the important Inyan of Sechtas and Shabbos, in terms of what a person may or may not do. Does anyone have Marma Kama? It's nice to have some extra Marma Kama here. Everyone doesn't have. Copies. And the reason why it's so important to discuss this, especially now, is because people forgot all about this. Because it's an Erev everywhere. People just forgot. And it was a whole very, very critical topic of halacha. It's been forgotten because, you know, once in a while, Rabbi Osai, the Erev is going to go down. The Erev is down in Yerushalayim, to best of my knowledge, it's passed with the snow. And people don't know, what do we do? They never their whole life had a Shabbos, had an Erev. Erev's been down in almost every town in some point. I believe that in Elizabeth, if I'm not mistaken, they claim it's down 1 week every year, even if it's not really down. Just like they should look at Shabbos, Torah's Erev. The kids, they grow up, yeah?
I think there's a minhag from people in the Upper West Side. The week after Thanksgiving, the Erev was over.
It's always considered to be down because of the Macy's parade. They knocked the whole thing down. And even though they could pray, maybe they'd be able to fix it. But that's Kach Shamati. We're discussing glasses, Rabbi Osai, and we read the same as Shemir Shabbos, Kilchosa. Let's analyze. We have, Baruch Hashem.
It's the old version.
Old version?
Yeah.
Why?
Click new the version? Wrong button.
What?
Click the wrong button at the time, and now it doesn't.
And I can't get it anymore.
No.
What a riot. Okay, I can handle it. Oh, but I don't have the page numbers anymore. All right. Oh, boy. Still Perek Yudches, but I would never have any idea. What do you do here? You have the wrong... This is not... I think it's the wrong. What? I think it's the wrong one in Gantz. This is about Chodah for Shabbos, Bosa V'yam. That's Chel. Base. Forget it. Rabbi Sai, we're stuck. Okay. We'll do Torah Shabbat Peh. There's nothing wrong with Torah Shabbat Peh. Fortunately, I have it with me. Okay, so I will read everything to you from the inside. One day, if we have to get on it, we'll get on it. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Sai, let's go. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan yesterday. Scary, huh? Isn't it scary? Aruch HaShulchan is one of the big makers of the world about glasses. Michael, what do you think at the end? Was I right the way I read it? It wasn't completely clear. Reading glasses, forget it. That's a hot raisa. He's going crazy. What about regular glasses? It wasn't completely clear his make on that either. You saw what he said? He said,
right.
It sounds like he's saying, if it's regular glasses, you can't walk without it, that's going to be mutter. But it wasn't 100% clear. After all that venom, it should have come out a little more clearly than that. But I think he was make. I think so. I'm going to assume that he was make at the end of the day. I think it's over Rabbi Danziger, Shalita.
He also said you have to attach it to.
Well, yeah, but we attach it the temples, what do you call it? This doesn't fall off. Okay, just one minute. I'm pretty sure that the bottom line is it's make. Fine, Rabbi Osai, let's go on to glasses. So we assume that glasses are mutter, even though, again, the Shemir Shabbos makes a reference that it's scary or Chalshulchan. The bottom line, we assume it's mutter. Fine. Now, what about certain kinds of glasses? Let's discuss the following. What about bifocals or Verilux? What I have. That means the top you see out of, and you look at the clock, I look at the Talmidim, I look down at the Sefer, this. So the question he has is, I walk in the street, I'm using the top part. So I should be over on the Easter because of the bottom part. That's what he discusses. I kid you not. He actually talks about that in the footnote. Really? I read it to you. You don't have a real to read it to you. The Ora Samach Tes. He says, Harizokuk le mishkafayim peliros b'chelik echot. Ilo achelik acher, the bottom part, Tofel be also shaw. That's an amazing verb. At the bottom part of the bifocal. You know, the old bifocal is actually a line. You ever seen them? These are more modern. You know, gradually, you get to be my age, you're younger, you get. But the old days, was actually a line. There was a regular glass here and a reading glass at the bottom. I'm not reading. Yeah, but it's considered to be tougher. It's okay. I thought of a different part. It helps you see down. Because I'm walking the street. So when I'm looking up, I want to see what it says, the street sign and what's that. I want to look down, which is close in front of me. True, it's a little more distant than the book. But the floor right in front of you, you shouldn't trip on the curb. I think the bottom one is going to be helpful to you also. As opposed to it would be just empty. So that's another svar lahakam. Somebody asked about contact lenses. Very good question. Adashot maga. A little translation of contact lenses. He said, if you're not used to them, don't use them because you may take it out, who knows what. If you're used to them, it's like regular glasses. Okay, that's correct. Shak halacha lemaisa. Now sunglasses. Sunglasses, he passed into halacha. You want to put on sunglasses, just kachat for the sun. Usr. Why? The sun goes behind the cloud. You take it off. Very simple. Very simple reason. I think it's correct. You may remove them. There's a chiddush over here. What happens if you forgot? You put on the sunglasses and you realize that the rabbi said you can't wear it. So he claims you don't have to take it off. Whoa, where do you get it from? A Mishnah Brura of Osai. End of Sifkotin Samach Aleph. Let's see what it says. Mishnah Brura. End of Sifkotin Samach Aleph. Claims it says all these various Yisurim which we find in our whole parak, it means B'mei Yotza, B'mei Ene Yotza, but once you're out there, then you don't have to take it off. Who said so? So he quotes over here as follows. There's a machloikus over here in the Ramah, certain situation. Not going into the details right now, not that critical, but the key is later on. The Chulei Alma and Shochach V'Yotza on the Shus HaRabim Ein tzarech la'asiron el mahalech b'hen shemagia l'beiso v'chein adin b'chol hanei sh'asurin v'shemda'asa l'asuyen. What's the particular case he's talking about? Shoes and the mud, the whole crazy story. So if you look over here in the Shara Tzion on this Mishnah Brura in Samach Dalet Mogan Avraham v'atam ishim kvod abriyas. Whoa, comes in Megillah Sefer and says, no, the special letter of Kvod Abrius. If not the Kvod Abrius, it's impossible to be Matadis. Impossible. Why? Not only may I not continue to walk in the street, I'm not even allowed to stand still in the street. Look, as we already saw, somebody says even in the house it's usher. Even in the house it's usher, because you may come to bring it into the street. And even according to the Rambam, that said the house is mutter, but a chot shenim urevis is usher, even though you're allowed to carry certain things there, which kelim sheshavs ubechotzer, etc., etc. You see, klara bosai. The mere fact that you're wearing it is already a problem. Kal v'chomer to keep walking with it. He's very upset at the this idea that the post can say that you don't have to remove it. That's the Shabbos. No, it's only a kavod abriya situation. Okay,
the
what happened?
And the earlier rabbi was the same thing.
Samachay.
That's what.
El Yeraba, right. El Yeraba is a Becholhani Shasurin. He doesn't like him either, right? Right. He's opposed to El Yeraba. See, if you look at El Yeraba carefully, he also not matter so much if there's no covenant of grace involved. The Megillah Sefer I have here, give you his exact lesson. He has two simonim, I told you, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. This is towards the very end of Mem Beis, where he has a stark ataina. Quickly enough. There we go. This is page Reish Lama Gimel. Again, we're not on screen right now. He says, no. Eliyahu says, in Tzorach Asirin, Nirash HaKavana B'mokam Sheish Meshim Kavad Abriyas. As a Sharatzin quote to Tosa Shabbos, even the early rabbi meant that. Whether he said it or not exactly, it's not so clear. Adkan Divrei Megillah Sefer. I think he's right. What about, by show of hands, here, I'm looking at people wearing glasses. A few people wearing glasses, okay. Do you own sunglasses that you put on top of the glasses?
I know some of
that. People have that, right?
Used to.
Yeah, it used to be old days. It was a very common thing. So what about that? It's like this. If you remove it in the shade, it's awesome. You remove it in the shade, so it's the same thing as regular sunglasses. What happens if you don't remove it, you just lift it. That's what the baseball players have, no?
Yeah.
It's to watch them catch a high fly, and they look up and put the sunglasses, and they pick it up. It would just sort of go straight out. Wouldn't be covering the actual lenses. That's mutter, he says. That's mutter. Why? Ah, you'll ask me. When I lift it, I'm not using it. It should be awesome. No. He gives an example. This is in Ha'or Ayin Beis in Shemir Shabbos Kul Chasa. That I have, let's say, we spoke about this, a hood, which is meant for the rain. Now it's not raining. It's just hanging behind my coat. We say it's mutter. It's an integral part. So it's mutter here too. These glasses are part of my system. You know, right now I picked it up and I'm not using it. It's mutter anyway. Here's another example, which is relevant to me. So people have raincoats. I have a raincoat. Why they did that, I don't understand. Has a belt. Bad time for salt, who needs it? But that's all it is. It's a belt. And that belt is supposed to take it. Tie it. Once in a while, who wants to tie it? Just leave it hanging. No, what do you say? The person says, it's mutter. Or something like, there's a new star, guys. Guys walk around with untied shoelaces. Have you seen the new Mishigas?
No.
Doesn't exist anymore?
No, I don't believe it.
You ever heard of this thing?
No.
For a while, it was a craze. Yeah. But yeah, still a craze?
Yeah, sure.
You'll come from a more refined home, what can I tell you? That's also more than the Pesukim say. Because if the shoelace is a part of the shoe, you're nuts enough not to tie it. Okay, it's your business. So he makes a comparison between that and this kind of glass that's up. Fine. We assume that bandages are okay. And so too a sling. That's interesting, Charlie, about saying. We're not learning Hilchos Taharas HaMishpacha now, but there is a concept that a woman, when she wants to make sure that she is clean, to start 7 clean days, makes a Hefsek Tara. Not going to brought them, and that requires, according to some, it's called a moch, a certain cloth that's inserted into the woman's body to make sure that nothing is coming out, and it's left there for a period of Ben HaShemoshes. Is there a problem to walk around with that in Ben HaShemoshes on Friday, Monday, Shabbos, or not? So, at first glance, the answer is yes, it's a serious problem. Why? If the woman has something in that part of her body to prevent, we said before, from getting herself dirty, or as she has pain, I guess this year, here, it's nothing to do with dirty, nothing to do with pain, fundamentally it's stopped, just to make sure not even a single drop comes out, on a simple level, that should be a problem. That's what the Shemir Shabbos talks about it over here. The Shua Shai says, also a lot of the milk, Dochuk Shpisman Hefsek Tara. And that's what the Minchas Yitzchok and the Igros Moshe. Shlomo Zalman wants to make a cooler over here. What's the cooler? What's the cooler? What's the cooler? It's all like the Rabbanon. It's like Echad Mibigodeho. Maybe it's like a watch. Kind of like a Malbush. That's what he wants to suggest. I don't know. To me, I would tell a woman has to go out at that time, do without the milk. Milk is not market. That's what I would say, rather than be making milk for Shabbos. Came nearly. Okay. Now, you ever see the fancy handkerchiefs that are put in the pocket of the jacket, just for, you know, with initials sometimes, you know? He wants a pasuk in Halacha Lemaisa that it's mutter, even if it's not sewn in. Why? It's decorative. Decorative. It's decorative. Double breasted suit jacket. What about it?
It has, well, you don't use the buttons
half of them. Also, the buttons are mutter. The buttons are decorative. That's what he suggests. Now, the buttons are better because the buttons are actually sewn in. But here, they're both sides not sewn in, but it's mutter anyway. Or, it's a, I've been so popular these days. When I was a kid, very popular. People have a hat, like a Shabbos hat. There's a feather. Yeah. Is that, they still have the feathers?
Yeah.
Still, yeah? Very ridiculous. No. The feather. And what's that going to do with you? It's decorative. It's not sewn. Just tucked into the room. Also mutter. See, pasuk halacha lemaisa. What about Rabosai? A what he calls over here, semel tnuah, או ארגון, או אות הצטיינות שתחופים בבגן. You know, people belong to a sort of organization. I see people like the YU has a Pesach, right? Some people, you don't hear where that?
Presidential.
Huh?
Presidential.
So let's say Mr. President wears this thing and he walks in, there's no air. Is it Mutter? When I was going to this thing called B'nai Akiva, B'nai Akiva is still flourishing?
Yeah, yeah.
And a certain, you had to wear.
The logo.
Huh?
The logo.
Yeah, it's a very big deal. So you want to hear you belong to B'nai Akiva? Or Ot Hitztainut. I don't know, you belong to, I don't know, the Arista, I don't know what they belong to.
The army, they did a lot of stuff.
Like yeah, that. Yeah, medals, whatever it may be. He thinks it's permissible. He writes it's permissible. Why is it permissible? Why? Because it's a covet. It's a covet. Ah, we learned earlier a discussion of an Eved wearing a certain chosam, which is a potential problem, or a machat. You wear a certain machat to show you're a tailor, sugat afidala from the base. So he writes over here in Ha'ara, Kuv Gimel, the machat's not l'kovet, k'desh yeilu shu uman, or an eved. But here it's os covet, tapshit, especially mechuba lebeged, also lebeged. So he wants to be makel in this particular case. Pocket watch and a chain, maybe the chain might be okay, but the watch itself is a problem because it's in the vest pocket. No one sees it. Here it's demonstrating your achievement. That's what you pass in the halacha lemaisa. Now, in the Megillah Sefer, you make the following suggestion. Maybe there's only a problem by the machat. Why? Because the machat is a needle. It has a function. It's a masui. It's something which is has no function whatsoever, maybe we can even be makel in a situation where it's just showing your profession. I'm a doctor, says a doctor something or other. Or I'm they call it a sadran. A sadran means I'm a, what should we use? I'm a guy in charge of what would you call him?
Organizer.
I think he's more of a discipline, a bouncer. But yeah, I make seder over here. See, it shows, you know, I'm a security. Well, I work for security. I'm a security, right? So that would be, he thinks it would be mutter against what the other person say, because it has no purpose whatsoever. And even an Eved is not a masui, even though it's a Gnai, or the Jewish star, he thinks it's a mutter in this situation as well. Fine. And we spoke about the watch, the pocket watch. So the Shmir Shabbos talks about that over here. He says as follows. What if I have a watch, which is on my bracelet, necklace like that, and I have a fancy thing? He says, even if they're both made from gold, the chain's made from gold, and the watch made from gold, Easter Gomer. Where do you get it from? The Mishnah Brewer at the end of Sivkoton Memhei. Take a look, please. Mishnah Brewer, end of Sivkoton Memhei. We're just trying to review some of these things. What does he say? He says, Morish Shos, which is a watch. Also the Chuli Alma. Shein Shayach Azeh, Shein Takshin. Kevin Shein Az Derech Malbush. Amotzil Shisirabim, Chayav Chatz. Afilu Mechubal Revin Azov. We read this before. In his vest pocket. But Shlomo Zalman wanted to make the following suggestion. This is found over here in footnotes Kuf Yud Aleph and Kuf Yud Gimel. Shlomo Zalman says, if you're talking about a wristwatch, it's more to be makel. Why? Everybody wears it all the time. And when you use it, it's still on your wrist. It's different. The case where they answer it, if it's tachshit and tashmish, means kevan shetzorach hashimash shorach leposhto. We have to answer it. Here, you tell the time while it's still on your wrist. That's why he thinks it would be permissible in this type of a situation. That's what he says. It seems to be against the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, who's asking at least certainly again, it's pocket watches, it's wrist watches. In any event, this is a question. Fine? Okay. Let's analyze a few more in Yonah Rav Elsai of these. I'm trying to go in the order of we spoke about. We spoke about a belt. People use a belt. And sometimes they don't even put the belt in. I told you before. They have the coat. It's buckled to the beged. Buckled to the beged. Where do you get it from? Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Lamed Hey. Take a look. I'm trying to trace the sources. I assume you only have a Gemara and a Mishnah Berurah. Everything else is, well, we'll see if you need other sources as well. Kuf Lamed Hey. He says as follows. You have a shluff mantle. That's a bathrobe. You want to have an additional belt, you have to, you can't have two. So you don't tie both, but you can leave the original one in the loops. The opposed, if you use them both, it's masur. So here he insists on tofferbo. How does the Shmir Shabbos know to extrapolate from the case where it's sewed in to a raincoat, which is usually not sewn in? Apparently he holds that just like when it comes to a noi, you don't need it sewn in, the feather in your cap, right? So too, it's Meshamash the Begad, it's buckled to the Begad, that we could be makel. As it, for example, we spoke before about the hood, right? Hood, it's sewn in. Usually it's not sewn in. Very often it's just put in there with a zipper or with buttons. So here too, sewn in is lav dafka. And that's what he wrote over here in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Talks about this, he calls it bar das, which is the hood. And he writes over here in the footnote, kuf lamed hey. Part of the garment itself, and he says, even if it's not sewn, mechubal lebegalei kapsorim arok son, it's also mutter, like chagora, like we said in Kuf Chav Tes, where the belt is in the loops, even though it's not sewn in. No, but arvach tzarech. But how do you know? It's going around in circles over here. It's hard to know. I'm not saying he's wrong. But he's simply going around in circles. He has no raya that it's okay. We'll assume it's okay. He has the kasha over here in Kuf Lamed Hey. Why is it different than chute meshi? We saw in the Rosh and in the Mechaber, if you have these silk strings that are attached to your garter belt and it's supposed to go to your boots and you have no boots, just lying low, that's considered to be a problem. Yeah. The answer is, there it's impossible. It's impossible to use it if you're not wearing boots. There's nothing you can possibly do with it. And therefore, it's no good. However, again, we saw it before. Look at Mishnah Berurah, end of Sivkotin, Kuf Mem Zayin. Says, gives it a little lowdown. He says, Daka Halipsha Rosh Aratzur Achad Min Alayim. Okay? If you don't Min Alayim, it's hot. The Ratzur is just hanging there. There's no use whatsoever. So they ask you, Shai, what about the pockets? My pockets, I can't use my pockets. It's an Yisrael Motzah. The answer is, presumably, that's Chelek Me'abed. Either because it's sewn into it, or every pair of pants has pockets. That's what he assumes over here in this particular footnote. Kuf Lamed Hey. What about cufflinks, Rav Elsai? Cufflinks. Are cufflinks still popular these days?
Yeah.
You're wearing one right now?
Yeah.
Good. You wear them on Shabbos?
Yeah.
He discussed that. They call cufflinks. I never heard of this word before, but that's the word that he uses over here. Kaftorei chafatim. Lirchos b'em et chaftei ha-sharvulim. Okay? Sharvulim is sleeves, and chaftei must be the edge of the sleeve. I'm not sure what that word means exactly. I don't remember from before. Ches pei tuf. Okay? So you're allowed to, cufflinks are permissible. Why? Not so pashut, why? They're not sewn in. Why aren't you afraid that you're going to carry it? No! Because you need it to keep your sleeve buttoned together. You need it. What happens if I'm not using them? In other words, it's just loose. Some people, they loose, let's say they roll up the sleeve a little bit, and they have the loose cuffling is inserted into one half of the sleeve and doesn't go through. What about that kind of a case? Maybe it's mutter, because if you decide to, you can just put it through the other half of the sleeve. It's like a chagora. I wear a belt. I'm not using it to tie my raincoat right now. I could use it. It's buckled to the raincoat. Perhaps here too. It's buckled to the shirt. But it's not so pushant. Not so pushant. For the following reason, Rabbi said. Not so pushant for the following reason. My raincoat, that belt that came with the raincoat, designated for that particular raincoat, nothing else. Over here, the cufflinks are not necessarily for this particular shirt. I take off this shirt, put on another shirt, and use the same cufflinks. So it's a little bit more chomer. A little bit more chomer. Not so posh. He says, well, perhaps if it's made from something nice material, it's like gold or something, and it's a noi, then it has a better tzadok. That's what he says. Now we come to the reserve buttons. Big shiloh, right? Both sides. I would challenge you, and I'm going to do it myself now to see. Let's talk it right back in. Who has a reserve button at the bottom of the shirt? So let me see what I have in there. Let me see if I have one or not. I don't think I don't have one. Oh, it fell off. Maybe someone took it off because of Shabbos. Some kind of a. Right now I don't have one. So I can wear the shirt on Shabbos, not a problem. But what do you say? You have one or don't have one?
Yeah.
You do have one? You do have one? Yeah. I'm just curious. You have a reserve button? No? You do? I think most shirts they have with reserve buttons. What do you do with it? You pass it on top and say, Lamed, Reserva, Otor. You believe this? He asked it reserve buttons. That's wild. That's a chumrah neflah.
Hey, what about buttons that you just never close?
No, that's better. Buttons that are, look over here. Look, see, I have four buttons on my suit? It's just for decorative purpose. That's okay. Because that's here until Mashiach comes. Or until the suit goes to the garbage, whichever comes first. I show up, Mashiach comes first. But that's cool. That's decorative. That's okay. Fine. But reserve buttons are not decorative.
You know, I mean buttons that, like, there are buttons sometimes that go on the collar, that you can close the collar.
Oh, yeah.
But I just, like, I don't like it closed, so I just leave it open.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. You don't button every single button. That's certainly okay. The problem is the reserve buttons. That's the problem. He paskins over here. That is a serious issue. Why? Why is it a serious issue, the reserve buttons? What's wrong with it? He says, look in, what's the source? Sif Lamites. What's Sif Lamites? Everything has a cheshbon. What's it Sif Lamites? He says, we learned this in Sugya, it's on the Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, we saw the Gemara, about a kila. So if it's Ritzuas Amavutolas Agabah, no problem. Okay, if it's Choshev Lobotl, it's a problem. And so too, if it's Choshev, Oslot Isbo, it's considered to be Choshev. And Kuf Nun and Mishnah Berurah, Shekeim and She'ein Mishnah Meshes Klum LaBeged, Machal She'ed Nifsak Roshev Echad, whatever. It's a Masui. It's not Botl Gabi Beged, Shekeim Shu Choshev. He says it's Botl is Choshev. And right now, it serves no function as far as the Beged is concerned. That's what he says. Now, there is one version of the Shita Sagra that whatever is tougher, kol ha-mechubo l'ksus k'ksus, the Yerushalmi, no matter what. If that's the case, it would be mutter. That's what they quote in the footnote, Kuf Lam and Gimel. It says that those who maintain that Shita, that whatever is considered sewn, is automatically buckled to the garment itself, we can be makil in this particular case. That's what he says. If that's right, then it's right. I can't say for sure that it's right. We suggested from the Megillah Sefer that the Vilna Gaon never meant that. It's interesting, Rav Ozai. It's interesting. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Kuf Nun. He talks about an important Chai Adam. What's the Chai Adam saying? Ayin Chai Adam. Look at Kuf Nun. The Mechavah Sif Laman Ches Chutei Tzitzis Chashivi Afagav Shein Chutin B'Yalma. Why? Meshet Dat Ola Hashem Aleyen to add more strings. Hu Adin Gabi Lula Os. What's Lula Os? Rav Ozai, what's Lula Os? Pasuk Chumash. Loops. Ema Sain Bot Lula Tzitzman Shein Ochoshu. It's not bottled to the beggar. It's a very serious problem. You have these loops, and one of them falls off, and you plan to fix it. It's mamash and yisir of otzor, according to the psak of the Chai Adam. It's a very serious matter. There are those who disagree. The Teal of the David disagrees. What does the Teal of the David say? The Teal of the David says, no, here, ain't a choshev bottle. Even by Dato Letakno. Yeah. Eno Choshev is bottled. It didn't say differently. It didn't make any conditions. Whatever is Eno Choshev is bottled. Oh. That being the case, if everything which Eno Choshev is bottled, we can possibly extend that to our situation as well. Oh. This is in Megillah Sefer, Mem Aleph, Yud Aleph. What does it depend upon? Depends upon a machlokas we're about to see in a moment. So it's a machlokas Gedolei HaRishonim, he claims, and we shall have to see it carefully now. I guess we have to stop after this because we want to get to the other minyanim. But let's just analyze this one more thing, and then we'll be able to move on. What is that? I'll read you the bottom line first. Hayolos for the Shusirav, and he has Kaftore Reserva. It's not choshev. Bottle. Problem is here, it's not in its right place. If you lose a button, you're going to take it off and put it on somewhere else. That may be considered a problem. It's called dato lahashlim. With respect to tzitzis. And therefore, the chayotim considers it to be a masui. The same as if something is left, you have a loop, and you plan to fix it, it's considered to be a masui. According to the Teal of the David, it's okay. Why? Because even after you finish it, it's not as no chashivas. Ledina, he wants to be machmir. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam. It's a shalav of the oraisa. It's not considered to be kalach hayad. Wow. It seems to me, though, there's room to be makil based upon the Teal of the David. And what does it depend upon? So let's analyze this a little bit more carefully. Open the Gemaras. We'll see this one Nakuda, and then we'll have to stop. Okay? Rabosai, let's take a look. Take a look very, very carefully. Oh. Take a look. Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Just one little brief sugya, and then we'll have to call it quits for today. Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is over here. Ayote v'talos she'enem mitzuyetes kilchosa. The Shabbos chayev chatas. Why is it different? The misatif odem bekila bekiskasel yos shamein achoshesh. Right? Shno mos kash. Here's the Gemara. Gemara answers. Tzitzis l'gabe talos chashivi v'lo batli. Hani means these little strings attached to the kila are lo chashivi. The question is why. Are the tzitzis more chashuv and the strings attached to this particular sheet? Why? What does Rashi say? Chashivi shum d'shel t'chela say. V'lo batli havi b'masur. The first sheet of the sheet is Rashi. This is also Rabosai, the sheet of the Rosh. We saw this Rosh already before, just to refresh our memories, Shimon Rashi is a Das Yachid. When the Rosh quotes this Gemara, and end of Simon Peret Chelf, and the Simon Dalin, he says, with Tzuras at Kluyas Avid Nered Lo Chashiv Batli, the Vayu Shal Meshi Chashiv Lo Batli. Finished. So Rosh is based upon Rashi. Good. Shita number one, Rabbo Sayyid Shitas, Rashi. Good. The Rashba has a different Shita. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef.
Let's see, once we have this here, let's lose it to something. Okay.
Shoot the Rashba. Beis Yosef. Not finding it. Whatever. Let's, if you find it on the screen, let me know. The Beis Yosef calls the Shudra Rashba. A person may not use a mafteach. Is mafteach, I see it should be here. It should be in front of us. See it, Rashba? So I'm going to find it on this screen. Oh! A Rashba. This is it. Maisen bol yode b'Yisrael madorim b'kfarim. That's his distinction. Okay? What's the difference? Kila Kaskaser? No, Rabosai. Look at Rashi. What are those Kaskaser doing there? What are they doing there? We're saying, no. They are for the purpose of the kila. They help the kila. This kila is a sheet and you need strings to tie it onto something. Meshamesh. As opposed to the tzitzis psulin, which are not meshamesh, the garment because they're puzzle. Have to be replaced. That's good. That's reason number two. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. On here. Kuf Lamates and Rabbeinu Chananel. Please look inside. Look what he says. Line 2. Sitzis lagabetal chashil abate. Shalev ha'odam rotze b'kiyuman. Ki bedato sheyitla revias yil b'shenam. Avakuskiyo lagabekile en atzorach len abate. He doesn't need it. The impression you get that's conveyed from the Rabbeinu Chananel is that the only time it's mutter is if you couldn't care less. You look at the Rambam. How he phrases it. Little Shabbos. Rama writes in Little Shabbos for both sides as follows. Let's read together. What does he say over here? He says, "Mutlasate betalas yesh v'sif soser melel and betalin gabi atalas." Why? This is kiskaser. Ain't no machbelein ben hoyu ben lo hoyu. Couldn't care less. It's there. It's stuck at some string stuck on the hem. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying. That's what you Rabbi Uzi follow the Rabbeinu Chananel. Ain't no tzorach ben lobat. It couldn't care less. Called the Rabbi Tolimot that he couldn't care less. Finished. Could be there. Could not be there. Who cares? He couldn't care less. Finished. Ad kan, Rabosai. That's what he says. So the three opinions, Rabosai. Rashi, then is the Rashba, and then is the Rambam. Rambam and the Rambam. Okay. According to Rambam, what about tzitzis that are not tchelis? What would you say? Most of us are not wearing tchelis in this room. Right. So according to Rashi, it's no problem. That's not choshev enough. It's white, it's garnished. Take a look on the Ran, on this daf. Take a look on the Ran. There's a 20th parak. Show you one line in the Ran. We confront this question rather directly. Here's the Ran. Ran says, page Kuf Samach by us, Nun Zayin in the old print. Tzitzis, that's the big word tzitzis, it's tcheles. Okay. But the Perush is al-Lidan, less than tcheles. The Ran didn't have tcheles already hundreds of years ago. Lo chashivi batli da mitas. Aval a Rambam pirish, vishem din the chashivi lo batli. Fisha olsen achutin chashuvin as it's lo, vidato aleim achi yashin chesronam. Vyasa tzitzis. Fisha afilu l-Lidan, less than tcheles. Chashivi below batli. So we have a major problem in our tzitzis, it becomes puzzle. Very serious problem. Adka. Rabosai, believe it or not, as the Megillah Sefer points out, the Mechaba Paskins, all three shivas. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see. Open up. All three are here. All three. Let's first take a look and Sif Yud Aleph. Shin Aleph, Rabosai, Sif Yud Aleph. What does he say? No, take that back. Maybe get out. Let's see. There was a hold on. Cool over here. Place. You know the second. Yudal does not seem to be directly on point. We'll see in a second. That's it. Yes, Yudal is the Rashba. I mean, it's correct. What did he say over here? He says, Shavos l'tash l'tash of Kumaftekos no shall kesser. Kimi tachshir osur. Osur. Finished. Pass like the Raj. The Raj said it's osur. Good. Lamed ches. Rabbi Osai, take a look at Lamed ches. Please turn to Sif Lamed ches. Tal shenim tzietzes. Chayav. Why? Mesha osun achutim chashuv and emetzlo. Vidato aleim achyash. This is the Rambam. Quotes the Rambam verbatim, as we just saw on the Ran. Okay? So he quotes the passage like the Rambam. Sif Lamites quotes the Rush. What does he say over here? Lamites. Bodil, for me, it's fine and dandy. Imhem shal meshi, chashim lo batli biyosa. Wait a minute, Rabosai. The three step of shalom in the sugya. Rashi, the Rashba, and the Rambam, and he quoted all three. Who's right? Are these two pshatim compatible or incompatible? That's the discussion. Are they compatible or incompatible? First glance at both sides. According to the Rashba, you can't possibly hold like Rashi. It's interesting. In Sif Chav Gimel, look at Sif Chav Gimel, the Rambam. In Sif Chav Gimel, what does it say over here? As seems to hold like Rashi, whatever's not chashuv is mutter. With respect to a mitpachas, remember the mitpachas story? Mitpachas, mechubal l'ksus, not considered to be chashuv. So who's he passing like that? Who's he passing like? It doesn't fit. The answer is as follows: the the Rashba, who was in a sense the biggest machmer of all, right? He says the only time it's mut, if it's mishamish lakila, everything else is going to be awesome. And we thought the mechala pasuk, the Rashba was the acid keys. No! No! The Rambam rejects the Rashba. Not everything that's not mishamish to the beggar is awesome. But keys are usur anyway. Even according to Rashi. Why? Because the mafteh is chashuv and is not batal to the chagora. Same as tcheles is not batal to the garment. So to the key is not batal to the belt. The fact that he quotes the Rashba's chumra doesn't mean he has to be mitama Rashba. Not mitama Rashba. Could work through even according to Shitas Rashi, Rabosai. What about the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel? On a simple level, he's saying, whatever I want is mutter. Excuse me. Whatever I don't want, I couldn't care less about, is mutter. Whatever I care about is usur. No, if whatever I care about is usur, then how is it mutter if it's considered to be secondary to the garment? Because a big chiddush of Megillah Sefer, I think it's correct. I think it's emes lamita. He says as follows. He says, when the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel said, it's mutter on kuf lamed tes, because he couldn't care less, doesn't mean it must reach the level that he couldn't care less. Couldn't care less is the ultimate example, Rabbi Osai, the ultimate example of something that has no significance. Beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. This is Faust. He says, Iker ha'evdel is choshev, as Rashi said. And when the Rambam said you couldn't care less, he's saying that's the ultimate extreme of what's not choshev. And he quotes Tehillat HaDavid, so it's pshat Rach and Rambam that way, Shuvos Ramban, and many others. That being the case, having said this, now Rabbi Osai, we come back to the Chayodom. What the Chayodom say? If I have a loop, and it's supposed to loop to the button on the other side. Did they still have those winter coats? When I was a kid, I used to wear winter coats for years that way. Had they still have them like that? A zipper with a loop, with a button. And the loop fell off. Yeah. And the loop fell off. Chayodom says it's no good. Why? Because you plan to sew it up. And right now it's like tzitzis. He says, no. He says, no. Why not? Because we follow halacha l'maisa. We follow the shita of Rashi, and it has no chashivus. And even the Rach and Ram also hold the svara of no chashivus. And the Rashba, who said that it has to be serving the garment right now, which is not because it got detached, we don't pass it like him. We ask the keys for a different reason, not both to the belt. And Mela, he says, the chayodim would be right according to the shot in the Rambam, Kipshuta. It's only what they couldn't care less about. He do care about. The Mashika Savnu, even according to the Rambam, Dova Shena Chosh of Botel, he is brought to the Kiyuma, only by Talos is different. As we said before. Yeah. So the Chayadim is going to learn. Whatever you plan to fix is by definition Chosh. It's a piece of junk. Yeah, it's a little loop of a thread. If you plan to fix it, that itself is considered to be chashuv, just on that basis alone. But the other poskim don't seem to hold that way, and therefore there's room to be makel against the chayodim like the Tehillat HaDavid, despite the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore there's room to be makel in other areas as well, for both sides. And I think that reserve buttons, I think we can also be makel. I think we make on the grounds that not so chashuv these reserve buttons. As the Rabbi Yashim is quoted as saying, you know why it's mutter? You don't even think about it. Who thinks about the reserve buttons? I'm thinking, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a reserve button. It's going to fall off my buttons. By a show of hands, who has ever had to resort to a reserve button when they lost the main button? Happened to you once. Once or twice, maybe. So we all have reserve buttons by the dozens, by the hundreds, and one person used it once or twice. That means 99% of reserve buttons end up in the garbage and the shirt goes into the garbage. Or to the hand-me-downs, or whatever you do it at the end of the day. So it's garnished. have to be Abba Yosha to say that. You and I say it, we're not big enough to say it, but he said. So that's another reason to be make when it comes to reserve bonds. Okay, I want to discuss another Inyan. I'm going to stop here at the Hilchos Shabbos part. Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, give you a little coming attractions. We'll talk a little bit about Tzitzis. We'll talk about a button which became Rus. People asked me about that. We'll discuss other situations about keys, things of this nature, wounds, and other areas of halacha, the Siyata Deshmaya, on this important topic. Okay? So we're going to close the Gemaras right now. And actually, maybe we won't close. We'll keep the Gemara open. I'll show you something.
What about like a retainer?
We're going to talk about retainers. Very important. Retainers, those who have braces. Right, they retain it. We'll discuss that. We're supposed to talk about that. Above, we can now use a safer. I call it a safer. You know, it's officially a book called The River, the Kettle, and the Brood. It's a smooth safer written by Harav Hagoyin of Aaron Feldman, Rosh Hashivas Ner Yisrael. He wrote this before he was. Please open to the Gemara, Shabbos Lamed Amud Beis. The Musa starts with the Gemara too. Yes, it's a famous Gemara. But let's see. Before we close the Gemara, we're going to have a segue from the Halacha to the Musa in the same section. Tana Rabbanan, the last line. La'olam ye'odam anvesan ki'hilel v'ye'kapten k'shama. Ma'isim v'shnei odam she'hei me'ru zezer, they had a bet. Amru kol mishi yelach v'yakten es hilel itel dal me'ezus. Amar echad me'hem ani akti tenem. Okay. I'll put 400 zuz. If I get him angry, I get 400. If I don't, I lose 400. Whoa, that's a lot of zuz. A big bet. Don't make bets about it. Don't ever make bets. It's just not a good thing to do. Also, Mayor of Shabbos, he had a little chof up at Rosho. He had shampoo in his hair. Holach v'yomer ha'pizcho pesach v'esa omar. Mi kan hilo. Who's this guy hilo? Chutzpah, Rashi says. Kvum kan hilo v'losh and g'nayel in the sea of Yisrael. Hilo is a god of Ador. Who's this? Is it a hilo here somewhere? Nis'ate v'yotel l'krosu. He got out of the shower, gets wiped a little bit of this shampoo off his head, and he put on his robe, and he went, how can I help you, my son? I have a very important question. Yes. This question is so inane. They have long heads. What? Ludnik. Halach Hinton Shachas. Chazam. Mikarillo. Vaita. Takes off the shampoo. Goes out this hadam. I have a big shiloh. What? Ne ma einen shel tamudian trutos. Why their eyes soft? Big shiloh. But the dumb and achulos, there's sand. You have to have, you know, very careful eyes, because the wind blows the sand into their eyes. Nudum, right. Comes again. Who's Hillel? Once a third time. How can I help? Oh, a big shiloh. What's the shiloh? They might raglam shall afrikim rechavos. Why their feet wide? Big shiloh. They should darn be bitte hamayim. This is insane. Omolosh Elos Rabos Harba Yeshli Vishlam Syorani Shematichos. I'm afraid to ask you, I get angry. This Ate for Yosha the Fana. Omole Kosh Elos Yesh Lishol Sha'ak. Omole Ato Shakorin Osna Si Yisro. Omele, yeah, that's what I'm called. I'm called Rabbi Hill. Omole Imato Lo Yirbu Kamosra Mi Yisro. So we know what Jews like you. Why? I lost $400. I bet I can get you angry and I failed. Heavy Zor Beruchacha. Kedai Hillel. Shete Ovid Ola Yodo Dal Meir Zuz. If a Dal Meir Zuz, the more, 800 Zuz. The Hillel Lo Yachid. This is the base of the entire 60 pages of this book is based on this mice in the Gemara, Shabbos Laban Aleph Amin Aleph. When he was set for Shabbos, he saw it himself. He quotes the whole mice. And he quotes over here from the Vilna Gaon in his Beer on Al Kama Agodos. What's going on over here? What's pshat? Does he know what it means? It means as follows. What caused a person to become angry? Anger is the most difficult issue in Shalom Bayis. Anger, Rabosai, another Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Hei Amid Beis. We're making full use of the Masech. Kuf Hei Amid Beis. We have to take a close. Kuf Hei Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. Watch this. Third wide line. The Gemara talks about someone who gets angry. We'll start the last narrow line. Hamakareya is begotten of the Chamoso. Meshabakele b'chamoso. He's angry and he breaks things. He's compared to an Oved Avodah Zarah, as it says, Lo Yeh Becha El Zar. Is that today's Shir Shal Yom? Yes? Was it? I'm not sure. Was it today's Shir Shal Yom? It was. It's in some Shir Shal Yom anyway. My memory is a little bit poor. Could be today even. I don't know. What?
I think it's Monday.
Monday.
I think it's Monday.
Monday, yeah. It's a laning day. Okay? Below the Shtachavel and Echor. Ezo El Zar, she's begufo. Lo yeh Bechor El Zar. Bechor! There shall be in you an El Zar. Where's the El Zar in you? It's your anger, Rabbi Osai. Kolokoyes, kilovet Avod Azar. That's what it says over here in the fact of this Gemara. And what leads to it, Rabbi Osai? It's very important. The Vilna Gaon explains. Gaiva. 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 If you look at Lecha Mishnah, Hilchos Deis, where the Rambam writes, we should be follow the golden mean. Remember the Shvil Azav, everyone knows that. Except for Anivus. Because it says, Ma'od, Ma'od, Hevesh Faruach. But the Rambam elsewhere says, Kas also should avoid. Explains the Lecha Mishnah, Tomo Atalia. Anger is based on a lack of Anivus. We know that Hillel was the ultimate Anav. The ultimate Anav. Okay? Why do we get angry? What? This is a deep psychological insight, Rabbi Osai. What's the God? He calls the God of self-worship. We become angry when our exaggerated self-esteem is threatened. He said, we love to destroy anyone who threatens us. That's not nice. You can't destroy things. So we become angry. Angry. So therefore, what did he do? Who's Hillel? Insulted. Erev Shabbos. The busiest time, right? Most tension. All right? And they're uncomfortable. His hair was wet. And now, more than that, I'm doing a mitzvah. You're disrupting me in the middle of a mitzvah. Oh, I've God on my side. That's what he waited for. Important person, a mitzvah, the worst time of the week. And for ridiculous issue, ridiculous. We also know, as the Gro explains, that anger comes from cumulative causes. One, another insult. That's why, can't deal. How did Hillel do it? How did Hillel do it? Hillel did it by saying, it's an Anav. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the big Yisod. This is chapter 7 in this wonderful book. Now we come to chapter 8. Rabbi Osai, we have another half an hour to go. I'd like to, if I can, do 8, 9, and 10. If we can, do as much as we can. You can look it up later. I'm just giving you summaries of these things. It's worthwhile buying the book and reading it 100 times. Okay? Here's the problem, Rabbi Osai. Criticism is taken as a personal attack. Rabbi Osai, that's a big problem. It's built in, you know, they claim it's the primitive instinct in us, you know, when an animal comes to attack us, we earn counterattack. Someone criticizes me, right away I get up all my, you know, my defenses. Defenses. So I'm insulted. And the hardest person to criticize from is the wife. Why is that? Because you expect your wife You know, the Rambam writes, V'yeh be'enav, be'enav, k'mo saro melech? We'll pull out the Rambam. Why are you criticizing me? I'm the sar melech. But you know what the answer is? A sar melech should all, must also know how to take criticism. We just read, if I may digress a bit, from the Sefer of Rav Feldman Shlita. We just read last Shabbos, Yehuda ate yaducha achecha. I think I told you once with the Targum Yonis, it says. Yehuda, we're all called Jews. It is chutz of Yehuda. Why? He was a melech. And what did Tamar say? Two words. He responded, right? Lemiach osemes sotka mimen. That's how he was rewarded to be the king forever. And it's most famous to send a David HaMelech. Well, the king, a sitting king in Yerushalayim. And the Navi comes and gives them a what for? Oh, does he give a what for? Oh, you would never want to live with such a Muslim. And what was his response? One word. What word did he say? Chatasi. Chatasi. That's how he preserved the kingdom. Shaul made alibis. Let's come on, Yuma. Shaul made alibis, he lost the kingdom. That was a chatasi. So granted you're a melech in your wife's eyes. A melech has not to say chatasi. Sotka mimeni. That's the key. Humility. David was the most humble person. Anochi tolas v'lo ish. I fought like a lion. That's what you're going to help any of them. As a matter of fact, the Mashiach is like, it's going to be like David. There was a potential Mashiach, and there was Bar Kokhba. Why did he lose it? You know why Chazal came? Because Tana told him he was making a mistake. Instead of listening to him, he kicked him. He died. The whole story of Chazal. And Beit with millions and hundreds of casualties. He could have been Mashiach, but he didn't learn this. You're a melech. You have to learn to say, take criticism and say, I made a mistake. You're right. Or if you're not going to say you're right, at least just take it calmly. Calmly. What do you do, Rav Osai, when you're criticized? A, justification, and B, counterattack. First one means, I'm right and you're wrong. The second one is, I may be wrong, but you're also wrong. And they're both wrong. He gives a beautiful example. I felt the example terrific. And the married man here will appreciate it. A wife asks her husband to buy tomatoes. He forgets. He comes home and she criticizes his forgetfulness. And if it's not the first time, she'll say, maybe, you're always forgetting. So he starts getting angry because she criticizes him. Okay? Then they say, I wasn't feeling well. Something kept me busy. Too many things in my mind. I was in a rush. That's one way. Justification. Other way is, yes, I forgot. But you always ask me to do things which I have no time to. If I get your tomatoes, they rot in the vegetable bin. But I forgot, but nothing compared to how wrong it is to get upset with me for this. Right? They both are incorrect responses. You're both sorry. Those who are married are smiling. And those who are single are probably a little terrified over here. What am I going to do when I forget the tomatoes? Menachem, very soon. Tomatoes. What's only one correct response? Chotasi, I'm sorry, I forgot the tomatoes. That's the only proper response. The only proper response. That's it. There's a very famous shot here from the, he quotes again from the Vilna Gaon. Beautifully, he's a big man to the Vilna Gaon. But Bekamadav Sadi Bezim and Bez, and the Gra there explains. Quotes to Chazal, if someone calls you a donkey, put a saddle on your back. What does that mean? You have a fault? Admit it! He'll stop talking about it. Shine! Chotasi! I forgot the tomatoes, I'm sorry, I'll try to remember next time. Shine! Resolved! No justification. No counterattack. That's all. What happens if the criticism is in fact false? You're falsely criticized. The wife never told you to get tomatoes. She's mixing it up. She didn't tell you. I took out tomatoes. Lahadam. Lahadam. Doesn't make a difference. It must have been a misunderstanding, but you say, I'm sorry. Finished. Such an important thing. such an important thing. Rabbi Yisrael, I said it once tonight in a shavuos. We say in the ksuba that the first line, I'm going to take care of my wife, kihilchus guven you doy. It's in the ksuba you just copied with your phone 2 days ago. Now, look at the first line. What are the hilchus guven you doy? The two that take care of the wives, bekushta. Bekushta is found in the Targum in Parshas Miketz. Rashi quotes it. Avol Hashem imanachlu bekushta. I mean, the most important word to your wife is, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Guven Yehudoi, who follow Yehuda, it's not going to be many. It's my pshat in the ksuba. Critical. It's critical. It's so important, Ramos. It's so important. Now, let's say the wife forgets. Husband told her, please do this, the wife forgot. Now, I'm the king. She would never forget what I told her. Obviously, she's not matching me enough. Wrong. She forgot. That's all. Forgot. Don't get angry. He gives examples. If a couple does something together, he wants to do it one way, she wants to do it another way. He's an example. Building a sukkah is an example. He suggests A, and she says no. Oh, his ego is at stake. You should follow the Gemara of Osai, the Amoroyim, who's of Adla Barava, Tainas Dabchof. He merited long life. You know why? He never became upset with his wife over household matters. Finished. Let her do what she wants. Very, very important. Very important, Rabbi Osai. And give her the benefit of the doubt. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. She wasn't rebelling against you. She simply forgot. She forgot, that's all. She couldn't do it. She forgot. Rabbi Osai. He has a sub-chapter called Associations. People attach completely unintended significance to a wife's actions. For example, what if the wife doesn't spell correctly? It could happen. So now the husband says, lack of culture intelligence. It's a personal affront. He'll look bad in public. I don't know what this means here. I've known husbands who have become annoyed at their wives if their wives opened up their eggs for them at breakfast. What do you mean open up their eggs? What do you mean? What eggs is he talking about?
Hard-boiled eggs.
I mean, they take off the peel. What, I'm going to open the eggs. I don't know what he means. Why? Because the reminder of his mother. That's what he says. She doesn't dress right. It's not the style. He gets my mushroom, I love it. Even squeezing a toothpaste tube from the top can suggest an annoying gracefulness or lack of planning. I told you, it's like my mushroom gave you the weaker shepherd brush. If you discover by the other, they don't press the toothpaste to him. Bach, shakivati. It's ridiculous. He gives examples of engagement almost that broke over these things. He's so careful. I'm not going to give every last detail. But then he says, Rabbi Osai, another important subtop. Retaliation for past grievances. Anger can be cumulative. All right? Here's an example. The wife goes shopping, and her husband told her, I don't have the keys, and she locked the door. He comes back, has to wait for an hour to come back. Starts to fester. Okay? Next week, she forgets to give him an important telephone message. All right, a second of error. You're always doing these things to me. Always. Okay. Why are you always forgetting things? Listen to this. A couple on the verge of divorce, what happened? Hilchos Shabbos. He insisted that she not use a certain kind of salt shaker on Shabbos. She listed. It's a matter of halacha. List of what happened. The husband had a history of being not knowing. Rabbi says, this is his year, list of it. Had a history of not knowing Hilchos Shabbos. She asked him, what's the halacha? He said, I don't know. It was embarrassing, especially with guests there. He even gave her the wrong ruling. Pascha wrong. One day he heard there's a problem by using a certain salt shaker on Shabbos. You know what my guess is? You may learn this next month. You want to learn Zinyonim?
And
rice. Rice. That's my guess. Rice and the salt shaker. There's a certain salt shaker. It's not allowed. He told his wife. She said, in my parents' house, they use it. No. In my home, I will not be satisfied with your parents' end of Shabbos observance. Boom. That Shabbos, he saw she used the salt shaker with her eyes. Furious, he grabbed it, flung it from her hand, accused her of lacking even a minimum amount of religious commitment in the presence of guests. Crazy guy. Hope we got divorced over this. Matter of halacha, right? Nothing with halacha. He was retaliating for the blows to his self-esteem, which he had suffered when he had not known the correct halacha. And was now desperately trying to reestablish himself as a house halakha authority. Whoa, teeth for both sides. Many lessons for this. Number one, you should know Hilchos Shabbos. If after this year you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, spend more time studying. First, you should get it right. You should know. If you say to your wife, I don't know, which is the correct answer, look it up right away, call me up, or find someone else, and get the answer immediately. So you can say, I do know. It's important that a husband should try to learn halachas. If you don't know, she'll say, didn't you once tell me not to have a Shabbos in the yeshiva? You still don't know? we don't know those malachas. We do another 39 malachas. Whatever. Okay? She resisted his second soul checkers. She understood he wasn't interested about halacha. He was only interested in Shamu's boss. And it was an insult to her parents. Wow. The psychologist got involved, figured out what's going on, and was able to preserve the marriage. This is serious stuff. It's all anger. Don't let grievances pile up. Don't let complaints fester. Never to go to sleep without settling a grievance. But both sides should try very hard. There can always be arguments. Before bedtime, speaking to your wife and say, I'm very sorry, there was an argument. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'll try to be better in the future. Please forgive me. She may be too angry to forgive you. Okay, you did your best. Don't ever go to sleep without this happening. It can happen to you sometimes. The wife is so angry that she just goes to sleep without telling you. So angry she is. Don't wake her up. That's suicide. Don't wake her up. She's just too angry to even talk to you. But if she's still awake when you go to sleep at the same time, which you should try to do, Shalom Bayis, if you had any kind of disagreement, ask for mechitzah. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Please be mechitzah. If she can't bring herself to, okay, you did yours. Certainly before Shabbos comes, you should make sure that your grievances are all settled. For sure. There's small, it's really, really, there's nothing. It's nothing. Don't let them pile up and make you upset. Rabbosai, we love to use a wife to shift the blame. Who was the first to do it? On the Marishan. He sins, he says, Adas, his first thing he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'isha shenasati modi inos mei tzvokha. Blames it on her. I mean, it's true. I can't believe you're saying that. I mean, it's true.
Chava did give it to him.
Yeah. But so what? Divya Arava, Divya Atama, Divya Mishomin. This is what puts it in the Sanhedrin. This is Hashem, not to your wife. Don't blame anything on your wife. Don't blame anything on your wife. Blame should be taken to yourself. You know, I saw a great book. Rabbi Feldman lent it to me. Different Rabbi Feldman from our yeshiva. Mistakes were made, but not by me. It's worth reading. History has changed to people who didn't want to say, I made a mistake. Problems happened, and countries fell down because of that. Because the president or the king wouldn't say, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. Say it. Be a real king. Be a Yehuda. Be a David HaMelech. Sotka Mimeni. Chatasi. There were so many excuses that could have been given in both of those cases. So many excuses. Shaul gave excuses. It's legitimate. Chava is an excuse. It's an excuse. But it's only an excuse. It's not for real. It's factually true. So what? So what? So what? It's very, very important. Very important. Keep this in mind, Rabbi. Chapter 9. How do you control anger? A. Reduce the inflated ego, which causes us to feel affronted. I told you from the beginning. You know who I am. I am I. So if you don't treat me properly, I get angry. B. Analyze if you have imagined or exaggerated the affront. Usually the case. C. Overcome our urge to react to the affront with anger. These are the three yesodos. Reduce gaiva. What is gaiva? Gaiva means you have a no self-worth. Chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly who he was. But ish Moshe onem me'od mikol ha'mashal p'nei adama. He knew who he was. He knew who he was. Hashem basically told him that, you know, you're the number one and no one's going to be like you. Gam b'chay aminu li'olam. There's no nobody can be like you. So what? Compared to Hashem, I'm still nobody. And I'm not going to go crazy when someone insults me. That was in my accomplishments. I was a Mekabel Torah b'Sinai. Doesn't matter. Very, very important. Very important. I told you my story. My father's Ali Stai. I can put it in the list. Torah web. But the guy was saying that Hashem, no, what
yeah.
He blows up at the Gabi, gets in Revi. What happened to your humility? Well, the other guy's a bigger nothing. You lost. That just proves it. If you have no humility, you get angry. Who are you anyway? Hillel was the God of Adon, the Nasi of Israel. He denied it. And he sat down with him. Maybe he was an important person. Unbelievable. Chazal say, Kol leitzenusa asura, chutz leitzenusa davarazara. You're not allowed to have any leitzenus except to about a Zohar. There's a beautiful pshat over here. We already saw on Shabbos, Kufay and Beis, that anger is like about a Zohar. He says, pshat, use humor to diffuse anger. I got into this is a riot. A wife, he heard it himself. I once heard a wife call her husband a stupid idiot in the presence of many guests. I was never Zohar. Rabbi Feldman was. Shocked silence followed. What did the husband do? He pulled himself up in full height in mock anger and saying, quote, I resent that. I have been an idiot all my life, but it's the first time someone has implied that I was a stupid one to boot. Crack the joke. Everyone started to laugh. Everyone forgot, and the wife felt sorry for his nasty remark. And he deflated his own ego and sidetracked his anger, that's all. Rabbi, what a great story. We should never be zeichet to have the wife call stupid in public. But in case it happens, now you know what to answer. Don't forget. Self-deprecating humor, as it's called. It's the best kind. He tells us that's a real story. A real story. When you get angry, Rabbi, oh, someone forgot my birthday, didn't invite me to his wedding. Didn't give us a kibbutz and shul. Pitifully inconsequential. Will I remember in a day or two? Or a year or two? Forget it. It's nothing. It's garnished. Forget it. More than that, we should be down as called the Adam Lekafskus. Always down Lekafskus, Rabosai. Always. Rabosai, open up one more time. Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. I forgot we have to. Three Gemaras, all on Masechta. Gives you the extreme of how I have to go far. Watch this. Tana Rabbanan, line 2. Adam din chaver chavzchus danos l'schus. Meist about the mechad. She yor miglil alin v'niskei tzal balabayis echad b'dorm. Shalosh shana. Ev Yom Kippur omolo ten li s'chori v'el chosesh. 3 years time I go home and Ev Yom Kippur and I take care of my wife. One of my kids. Omolo ein li mos. Have no money. Ten li peris. Ein li. Ten li karka. Ein li. Ten li be'ema. Ein li. Ten li karma tzosus. Ein li. Haf shal kelev l'achor. Hiv shal kelev l'achor v'holach v'beis l'pachin nefesh. Yachar v'regel is Ev Yom Kippur. After Sukkos, not al balabayis schor v'yodo imo masu gimel chamorim machal mishter v'godin came to his house. After they ate, they drank, he gave him his schor. Amalo, v'shoa shamat l'ali tein li schori v'amati ein li vos v'macha shatani. What do you think? He knew he was a wealthy man. Amati, shema pragmatria b'zol nizdan l'lecha l'kachta b'hen. You used all your money to buy some cheap schayrim. Lou, when I told you a behema I don't have, you have many behemas. Shema muskeres v'rechem. You rent out your Hertz rent a car. You rent out your horse to somebody else. And I told you I had no karka. Well, maybe you rented it out to others. And I had no payers. Maybe they didn't take maisa yet. I had no karma ksosis. Maybe you were makish nechosel to shemayim. Omolei ho'avoda kach hoya, exactly so. Everything you guessed, you were malamas chusami, was exactly right. We have to first wide line. Kishem shedan tani l'schus, hamoki medina sol l'schus. Unbelievable. Another record, which is the guy was chosen, Gili Arias. And again, you're reading yourself at your own convenience. It shows how far you have to go to be medan people of kapslus. Amazing. So if your wife didn't treat you properly, be down the kaf schus. Be down the kaf schus. Rabosai, come on. You have to try. And Hashem be the kenegavida. Is that not the kaf schus? It's so important. It's so important. Oh. The Rambam writes, if something bothers you, talk about it. Don't hate someone in your heart. If you think your wife aggrieved you, say in the nicest way, honey, I was wondering about this particular situation. What happened? And she'll explain to you in a calm voice. Yes, she forgot to buy this. She did forget this. There's a reason for it. That'll stop, keep the anger. And the most important thing is, when I was growing up, my mother would tell me, count to 10. You ever taught that when growing up? Count to 10. There's a Hasidic Rebbe. He dispensed holy water. Sounds like almost a different religion. Holy water, guaranteed to eliminate all domestic fights. Whenever a husband or wife would argue, he or she was told to hold some of this water in his or her mouth without swallowing it for as long as he or she could. The holy water was, not surprisingly, extremely effective in stopping the squabble. I think Ari Volbi said that when he had a person who, whenever he wanted to hit a child, he had to wear a special kapot. He would never hit a child without wearing a special kapot. He had to go into his room, take off his present jacket, put on another jacket. By the time he came back, he counted to 10. He wasn't so angry at his son anymore. He gives him a shalom. Delay. Delay. Just stall. He has a department store. What do the telephone complaints? The guy complains furious at the store. Say, I didn't get it straight. Can you please repeat one more time? The second time, you know, tone it down a little bit. Okay, I'll transfer to my superior. Can you repeat your... By the time I got to the third time saying it, all the anger was already taken away. He feels like an idiot. He feels how silly. What's he so angry about? That's how they do it in department stores. We can do it in our own houses for sure. They're both said, such an important thing. Oh. Another way. Picture yourself on Erev Yom Kippur begging for mechila for what you're about to say. Better not to say it in the first place. It's hard to do that. We said in davening, "Beroges Rachem Tizkor." When the Kodesh Baruch gets angry, at his moment of angry, he remembers his Rachmanis. You're angry at your wife? What does she do for you? What does she do for you? The Gemara in Masechet Yevamos, the Yevamos and Begados as for Neinu Matzilos and Son Menachet. Your debt to your wife is too great to ever be repaid. Ever, ever, ever. can never thank her enough, you can never repay a debt to her. So big deal, she forgot to do this, so she did that. But so what? She keeps you waiting. I'm speaking from, you know, any other Homer, she keeps you waiting. I've said many times, women are potter for Mrs. Sensation, man, grow. She keeps you waiting, she keeps you waiting. Don't get upset. Should always have something in your pocket. A Mishnah Brura, a Chumash and Rashi, a something or other, have something. Now you have your phones, you can put out shots on your phone. Don't be in a situation where you're waiting like this. You know? You have to leave the house, you have to go to a chasna. You're late. Open the Chumash. Start with Mabra Cedric. It's a long Cedric, go until the end. If you finish, it's always Rashi. If you finish the whole Pasha with Rashi, then you're ready in trouble. But by most times you don't really believe when before that happens.
That's why Shnei
Mikra. Oh, okay. Okay. About that. Speak in a calm voice. Manerach Yoshib Chemo. Never argue in public. Never. Never. Couples have a disagreement, it should be handled in private. Nobody says it. Never mention or hint at divorce. Chas v'shalom, to throw that word in. To ever mention, you mention it once in your life when you're 25. She'll remember when you're both 75, but if they're married 50 years happily, she'll still remember you were 25. You said, that word can may never, ever, 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 ever leave your lips. Chas v'shalom. Ever. Don't use generalizations. You always do this. You never do this. Don't bring up long forgotten grievances. Don't bring up the relatives. Don't give psychological analysis. Be ready to compromise and make up immediately. If you get angry, if you are one of those people who's Noach Lichos, so if you're Noach Lirtzos, it's not so bad. Mishnah Zemzekos. Just make up immediately. There's many examples, but I don't have the time to go into right now because we have another 2 minutes to go. Let's realize, chapter 10, the futility of anger. Anger is absolutely futile. What's in Kiddushin? Ragzon Eilo Ela Ragzonuse. An angry man is left with nothing but his anger. I know I have to. I'm saying Al Chet. I have gotten angry, and I have to say, what did I gain from this? What did I gain from this anger? What? Whoever saw me angry thinks I'm thinks less of me. That's the bottom line. You get angry, people think less of you. It's just a reality. You can't control yourself. I've been there. I'm not speaking to someone who's never gotten angry. I've gotten angry. I always regret that I got angry. But I, unfortunately, I've gotten angry. He writes as follows. Quotes the famous Gemara. Kol ha-machazer ala gedula, gedula barachas mimenu. Kol ha-barech mina gedula. You run away from great, from important, pursues you. That's why selfless individuals are universally admired. The greatest compliment they sold you for, someone who lives for others. Whatever you do, you learn Torah in private, you do chesed in private. Whatever you do privately, selflessly, that's if you anger, by definition, it almost never happens that someone gets angry when no one else is in the room. There's no one around. You're fulminating. For whom? For what? It's an exhibition. Anger is going to be, someone's looking. See how angry you are, which means, I'm so important, this is subconscious, that I have every right to be angry when this person is not doing what he or she should be doing at this point, or did what they shouldn't have been doing. But no one's around. What's the point of anger? Right? Anger will not help you restore your lost prestige. It's an expression of glory seeking, and it condemns its user to disgrace. I've gotten angry. I'm the first to admit it. I feel disgraced afterwards. What did I do? Whatever. I try to keep it even with anger, but whatever I do, what do you gain? When you get angry, you usually counterattack if someone insulted you or something. But that's what it really means. Anger just makes fights, and fights spawn other fights. Terrible. Terrible. He gives another vote from the Vilna Gaon. Attempting to stop an argument by arguing is the same as trying to wash one's faith in one's filth The more one washes, the more he sullies himself. The Vilna Gaon on Mishle, Lamed Beis. Don't get angry. You're basically a fool. That's what it says in Koheles. It's foolish to be angry. That's what it is. But the worst thing I have with this is for a wife. For a wife. Hi man the miyahir, I feel I inch basil on the cabin. Muslim accept the sota. Someone who is pride, even his own wife won't accept him. A woman wants to be close to a husband who's concerned with her. If your pride demonstrates your ego, and she feels that she is not his main concern. He himself is his main concern. Few things ruin the fabric of a marriage relationship more than anger. Yeah, the mutual concern of love. If you care about the spouse more than you care about yourself. Therefore, if you love the person, it can't be fear and it can't be anger. So what is the response to an affront? Controlling anger. You control anger, you elicit respect. The quarrel will stop. It takes two to argue. It's the only way to end arguments, only way to deserve your wife's respect. I give you all a brother. I'm sure you'll all, unless you're tzaddik of gemur, you're getting angry sometime in your life. Even Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. I give you a brother, not to get angry. If you get angry, get over it very quickly. And remember, with respect to your wife, try your very best not to get angry. Remember how much she does for you. Your great debt of gratitude to her. Remember, you're getting angry, it's not going to help anything, it's just going to make matters worse. Always ask for forgiveness. Always say you're wrong if you made a mistake. And even if you're not so convinced you really made a mistake, you're allowed to say you're wrong anyway. To Shalom Bias, we learned in Yavamas a couple years ago, you're not even alive in Shalom Bias, the mitzvah alive in Shalom Bias. You do all the bracha for Shalom Bias, and it should be for your good and the good of your family. And may have yes from Shalom. Mention next Thursday, which is our last day, I'm taking the last part of this beautiful Musa Sefer, the last few chapters. And the Siyat of the Shema will, until that time, learn the other young of the Sefer Shabbos on Otsah. The Shabbos to one another. Well, let me say Shabbat Shalom. Shabbos.